Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Come through, Queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, Queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through, Queen. Hi, Brendan.
Hi, Dan.
Well, we're back at it once again. Plenty going on. Lots of stuff in the news. A lot of stuff going on in the pre-show. We're talking about And Just Like That, of course, which I think is like really hitting its stride right now.
I know. They went to Chipotle.
They went to Chipotle. Important New York cultural moment, as if like Chipotle is only in New York. And then we have a fun bonus episode this week. As you know, we're loving Roni 2.0. Mm-hmm. And we go deep on the homes.
Yes. As two real estate experts.
As two real estate experts, we're going deep. 25 minutes we talked about.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So if you've been itching for that, head on over to comethroughqueen.com for that. But let's get to the news. Now, I pleaded with Bravo on Twitter.
Oh, yeah?
On my friggin' knees.
What'd you say? Oh.
I said, stop hurting us.
You've done so much on your knees.
No. I said, stop hurting us. Just give us a trailer. After they sent out the tweet, of the official cast photo of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City that leaked earlier in the day.
Mm-hmm.
They put the high res image out.
The photos keep on leaking.
Yeah.
Like the reunion photos, every photo keeps on leaking.
Yeah, you're right. Cause the Atlanta reunion photo leaked, I think, was that last week or something?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. So that leaked. We were hoping we would get a trailer before recording today. I assume at this point they don't do trailers on Fridays. So I don't think we're going to get it till early next week, maybe.
Maybe. Who knows?
But who knows? Because like this was clearly not intended to come out today.
Exactly.
So Salt Lake City season 4, we got 6 gals. We got in the center, Heather Gay and Lisa Barlow.
Okay. One is deserved.
Yeah. Flanking them are Meredith Marks, mm-hmm, and Whitney Wild Rose.
Sure.
Our core four, one might say.
Yes.
And then we got some interesting stuff going on. We got an Angie.
But not the Angie that we want.
Not the Angie come through queen ones.
Just kidding. Most people want this Angie.
I think most people want Angie K, not Angie H.
Angie K serving Veneno. She's in the Veneno top.
She's in the Veneno top. She is taking a page from Jenna Lyons, giving us the landing strip.
Yes.
As Jenna describes it. And Angie K is the 5th housewife to transition from friend to housewife.
So we've got Brandi Glanville. We've, yes, got Sutton Strack. We've got Marlo Hampton. And we've got
Eva Marcel.
Eva Marcel, yes.
Yes. So that's like good company to have.
Some of them.
I would say it's good company. I mean, in terms of like them, love them or hate them, like icons, I would say the four. So Angie K amongst them. And now we got another gal who, you know her name? Do you know her name?
Monica.
Okay. So more leaks were transpiring throughout the day.
Sure.
We got someone videotaping like the screen of the photographer who, like, in a photo shoot, yes, right?
Video, like, you talking about this videotaping. Are you, like, 80?
Is it a video?
Like, filming? Videotaping on the VHS?
On a film? So we got the core four plus Angie K all, like, sorority squatting, like, kissy facing, da-da-da-da-da. But, like, Monica nowhere to be found. That's, like, one interesting part of it is, like, is Monica full-time? Is Monica a friend?
Well, okay. So she's full-time.
Yes.
The way that it transpired, it could be that she was originally intended to be a friend and they upped her or something like that.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah.
Or scheduling and she was unavailable for this photo shoot. Yes. So she was planning on being photographed separately anyways.
Two very good reasonable possibilities.
Yeah.
But I do, then the other thing I want to point out with her not being in that, in a world where Monica was not part of the main cast, Lisa Barlow was center. And that's something to think about.
You're so stupid.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing, like, the bar for me is
low.
So, like, I'm not really expecting my life change. And I kind of think, like, that's when life surprises you the most.
Exactly.
Like, you can be pleasantly surprised.
I think that's, like, I think OC might be
An example
of that.
Yeah. We were expecting a little bit, I think.
No, but I mean, like, we came off of what was called a bad season, though. But we loved it.
Yeah, we liked it.
And we are now at our highest highs, soaring.
Yeah, I mean, this is, like, we're going to get to it, obviously.
We might be, like, almost flying too close to the sun.
This is kind of like Megan King Edmonds calling Hope. What was it? Was it called?
Calling Hope. No. Center for, like, Hope? Dianestics. I forget. I'm.
Yeah, I know. We're struggling.
Like, my
right
sisters
now
were born there. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. They were born there. No, literally.
At the cancer center.
Oh no! But they were born at the hospital that's associated with.
Yeah.
Okay. City of Hope.
City of Hope. Oh my God. Calling City of Hope. We're almost calling City of Hope right now.
Wow.
So, babe, like, you never know. And then, but all, I think another thing of you never know is, weren't the reports for Roni, it was like, keep your expectations reasonable. And I think I did that. And now I'm, like, having the best time of my life.
Yeah.
You know? So keep the bar low.
Keep the bar low. And then go get something from Wendy's.
Hey, baby, gorgeous. Okay. That's news item number one. Let's continue on with news item number two.
Okay.
Which would be Katy Perry's at it again. And you may be asking, why are we talking about this? Shouldn't this be in the pre-show? Like, this doesn't belong here, right?
Yeah.
So, okay. This is wild. New York Post reports, Katy Perry, Orlando Bloom are trying to take my home from me, comma, dying veteran, comma, 83, comma, says.
Wait, and before we go into the rest of it, like, this, I think I've seen this film before and I didn't like the ending. Remember when Katy Perry
took a home from nuns?
Took a home from nuns and one died.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Like, yeah, no, she died.
No, but I mean, like, she allegedly tried to take the home from them or something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they were in litigation over, like, the nun was making a statement in the home, in the court.
When this first hit the World Wide Web, this story, everyone was like, She's doing it again?
She's doing it again, hip hop bass. And guest to the show, Pet Shop Boy, quote tweeted saying, is this Cameron Westcott? Because it's a photo of Katy Perry, Orlando Bloom being gorgeous. And then the next photo is this elderly man laying on a bed.
A hospital bed
surrounded by loved ones, two children, a woman holding his hand, and that woman just happened to be Cameron Westcott.
Yeah, she's holding his hand now. She used to hold a animated star.
She's old animated star. Okay. So this is what New York Post reports. Looks like Katy Perry is in hot water again over real estate. Several years after she sparred with two nuns over an 8-acre Los Feliz, California spread.
Los Feliz.
we love my my versions of words, right? The dark horse singer and her fiance, Orlando Bloom. Oh, fiance. Not married.
I think we knew that.
Okay.
Did you ever see the photos of them on that board?
Oh, tits out, dick out. Okay. Have been involved in a 3-year legal suit over the Montecito, California mansion they purchased back in 2021. Well, that math's not mathing. For $14.2 million. Located at 1569 East Valley Road, the Daily Mail revealed that 83-year-old Carl Westcott had moved into the home just 2 months before Perry and Bloom bought the 8.9-acre estate. According to court documents obtained by the Post, Westcott claims that a July 14, 2020 contract of sale of his home was done while he lacked the mental capacity to understand the nature and probable consequences of the contract. Westcott, who served in the U.S. Army as a 101st Airborne Service member, had purchased that home that May 29th with the intent to live there for the rest of his life, court documents state. I mean, it's strange to like buy a home May 29 and then sell it July 14th.
Yeah.
he claimed that due to his age, poor health from Huntington's disease, a deadly brain disorder, and a major 6-hour surgery less than a week before the proposed contract, it had seriously impaired his mental faculties to the point he was of unsound mind and not competent to give his free, voluntary, or intelligent consent to the contract. A week after the contract was signed, Westcott said he started to feel mentally clear again after the opiates from his surgery wore off and sent a letter to the real estate agency representing the property. He sent an email saying in its capacity as dual agent for seller and buyer that he did not want to sell his home. So they've been battling this out and just like, what are the odds
that Cameron Westcott's involved?
Cameron Westcott is involved.
I like don't understand the details of this story, but we don't really need to get into that because that's not the important part.
I'll put the hat on. Would you not understand?
So he bought this place in May.
Yeah.
What was he doing? How did it get to be on the market again?
So what I'm guessing is like he has this, like it's, how did they describe it? A deadly brain disorder. So like his argument is I was like not in the right mental capacity. Like maybe a real estate agent like approached
took
me
advantage
about like, let's sell this house, blah, blah, blah. He did. Katie and Orlando put in the offer. And like, I'm sure Katie and Orlando had no interaction with this. It's not like they found this man. Like there's an intermediary involved in this.
Yeah.
So like Katie and Orlando don't know what's going on.
Right. It's just like, it's a fun, not fun. It's like, it's like a convenient headline given what she's gone through before.
Yeah. And then relevant to us for because obvious reasons.
Cameron Westcott's involved. A name I haven't heard in years.
Yeah. So the funny part about the article on New York Post, which like talks about the housewives all the time in page 6, of course, is Cameron Westcott's name is not mentioned in the article whatsoever, except for the photo that they use where the caption just says, Carl Westcott surrounded by family as he battles Huntington's disease. And then they have to put the source of where the photo is from. And it says Facebook-Cameron Westcott. Like, there's no... The fact that they didn't put that spin on this is kind of crazy to me.
I know, but they'll probably put a...
Now,
like next week.
Yeah. I wonder like if the person who was just writing this, like the Katie Cat who was at the helm, just like didn't know who this person
isn't
was.
On like the beat.
Yeah.
Isn't on it's the not beat. Like, it's not like Evan Real or whoever like does the page 6, like Housewives beat.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's it.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. What else is going on, Brendan?
Let's go over to Billie Lee.
Let's go. Okay, so there's actually been a lot of Vanderpump Rules filming, casting news. We haven't covered it week to week because it hasn't really been like super interesting.
Yeah, but this casting was notable enough that I feel like we need to...
to touch down on it, yeah. Yes. So, well, Page Six got this part, right? So let's
talk. Who's the byline?
Evan Real. Okay, so Billy Lee, back to filming Vanderpump Rules as Tom Sandoval's ally. So Evan writes, Billy Lee has returned to Vanderpump Rules for season 11. Page Six can confirm. Mm. An insider exclusively tells us that the comedian who made history as the Bravo reality series' first transgender star in season 6 came back as an on-camera ally for Tom Sandoval in the wake of his earth-shattering cheating scandal. The source says Billy came back to support Tom as he was experiencing some mental health challenges when cameras went back up for season 11. Let's see what else. So the article goes on. There's stuff about, it seems like Billy introduced Tom to a woman he may be dating now.
Interesting.
And that it seems like Billy's contract is still kind of sort of being negotiated in terms of like the filming that will continue through September when cameras go down.
It's so interesting. They like get into filming and then they negotiate. I feel like this is like very typical,
yeah,
of Brav. As somebody who went to Watch What Happens Live as Billy Lee's guest back in the day.
You've been with, like, the guest of many an interesting person.
Yeah. This was more... I only interacted with her, like, minimally. She was on as, like, guest bartender when it was, like, Tom and Tom.
Oh, interesting.
But I just think this is interesting, and I just hope it goes better than her first run. Mm. It's interesting that they call her a comedian. I didn't know she did comedy.
You sound like, oh my God. It's like Adrienne Maloof saying that she didn't know Kathy Hilton did magic.
No, Kathy Hilton didn't know Adrienne Maloof did magic.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. For some reason, I just assumed like Kathy would be the magician.
No, and that's not meant as like shade or mean. It's just like I thought I would have like seen something. Mm-hmm. No, it'll be interesting. It's also interesting with the Ariana of it all, because Billy was like rumored to be dating Ariana's brother at that one point when she was on the show.
I mean, Billy also, I think in the statements that she's given since the scandal broke, has been like, I'm friends with both of them.
I'm trying to play both sides.
I'm trying to support both of them. I think even something to the effect of like, oh, when Ariana went out of town, she texted Ariana saying like, I'm going to go to the house and like see Tom. Like, I want you to know or something. I think Ariana even gave some interview since the scandal broke. Like someone asked like, oh, there's these rumors like Tom has hooked up with Billy as well. And then Ariana was like, I know this sounds crazy, me saying this like after Raquel, because I would not have expected Raquel to do this, but like, I really don't think Billy would do that.
Yeah. Also, I don't think Billy was in this photo that I saw, but there was a photo that came out from filming where Sandoval and Ariana were in the same photo.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A big group photo.
Yeah, I mean, there was like a lot of like buzz online of like Sandoval being in all these like photos with other cast members, and then there was one with Ariana in the background.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Dana was in that photo as well.
Yes, Dana was.
I'm...
Justice for Dana.
I think justice will be served.
And it's like... if you follow, especially like the witches and like others on, especially like Katie's best friends with Dana.
Yeah.
So like for Dana to not be on the show would be a disservice to us, the audience.
A few more quick bites. Christina Kelly.
Confirmed back in the picture. Dad. Oh my God.
thank God. To quote Ramona's here. And then also we have not reported on this, but like the other show is in full production right now.
But they're also doing crossovers.
Yeah, they're doing crossovers. But it does seem like they fleshed out the cast of the other show a bit more. Like, it's not just Kristen, Jax, and Brittany.
Yeah.
Which is what it's sounded like for the longest time.
There's others involved.
But, like, not people from Vanderpump Rules. Like, people from, like, The Bachelor or something. Or, like, other, like, reality shows that, like, have young children in the valley.
Oh my God, Kristen interacting with young children.
And then not going to Stassi Sprinkle, this past week or so.
So we're not calling them showers anymore. The second one's a sprinkle?
Yeah. Because, like, you don't need to be showered for the second one because you have most of this shit already.
But most people shower daily.
So you're saying we got to shower yeah. every single baby, right?
Should we move on to kind of like this really interesting story that came out? So Carol Radziwill is now saying that a few months ago, she ran into the one and only Michael Cohen, a.k.a. Trump's attorney, out at dinner.
Yeah.
He sat and talked to her, and apparently he's in the know about everything.
Chatty
and everything Roni. So out of this meeting, it came known that it was Michael Cohen who took the photo of Tom D'Agostino making out with a woman at the Regency. The one that became, don't say it's about Tom. Don't let it be about Tom. Could you believe?
I could believe, actually.
And it makes sense because obviously this was all orchestrated by Bethany. And at the time, she was with Dennis. Dennis was living in Trump Tower. They were friendly with Michael Cohen.
Yep.
It's all related.
It's all coming together. Yeah. Why is Carol like back in the world right now?
She's just like popping around doing podcasts.
She just wants to chat.
Yeah. Okay. She wanted some like orange juice.
Well, I mean, that definitely did shake the Bravo community today, I would say.
It's just like also very interesting when it comes to New York and what's important in New York. And like, you would think that like these people wouldn't mix given their politics and yada, yada, yada. But baby, you know what's important? Power.
You
power
say
and access.
Access to power.
Yeah.
All right. Shall we access some power over Atlanta? And that would be the power that is.
Cynthia Bailey. I mean,
I gotta say, I woke up.
I fucking woke the fuck up for the first time all season.
It was very Ramona Singer. Thank God. Yeah.
Like, it was rain on me vibes, walking in a blaze.
You know, normally, like, after a vacation with the girls, I'm like, oh, I want to be on vacation.
No, I want to be a blaze.
I was happy to be home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like for her to be back, and they gave her her like due, you know?
Oh, she sauntered in.
It wasn't a Lisa Wu walking in here in a group scene. It was she's sauntering in. We're getting her feet. We're getting a pan up. We're
legs,
getting
hips, body.
Confessionals. I'm back, bitches. We're getting flashbacks. We're getting praise. We're getting Candy talking about how much she loves Cynthia.
We're checking in also because like we're now in a post-chill moment.
Yeah, we're getting the headlines from him cheating allegedly.
Which, so we, her relevancy here plays into the quote unquote current storyline, which is like Drew and LaToya kissing.
Yeah.
Which happened at Bolo, which was Cynthia's bachelorette party.
Yes, to the man she's no longer
with. Which is just, time comes at you for real fast.
God. And Dan hated her that season.
Yeah.
I will say, between Cynthia, Tamara, Vicky, just like these women who, when they left us, we were like, that's okay.
Yeah.
We took a break and they came back. And I'm sorry, they're giving what they need to be giving.
Yeah. It actually kind of just goes to show like, we just need pauses.
The only person who I don't believe will learn from the pause and who will come back horribly is Dorinda, who the pause was invented for.
It's like she graced all these other women with the invention of the pause, but will not benefit from the pause.
It's going to be horrible. But let's, I mean, Cynthia, it's like we, I think I, my heart has only grown fonder with her because she's chosen to take her pause and do like a lot of important things with it. Like Celebrity Big Brother when she did not know how to play the game. And I loved her and she made it so far not knowing how to play. And then, I mean, doing the OC recaps on Two Teas in a Pod.
But also if you recall, her Ultimate Girls Trip aired after we already learned she was fired.
Yes.
And then we were like, oh wait, she's doing great on this. Remember?
Yeah, but she actually, like, her ultimate girl strip was mixed.
See, I liked it because it was, like, such a different side of Cynthia.
Sure, sure.
It was not the, like, happy-go-lucky, like, I'm friends with everybody. It was, like, a little grumpy.
Well, that's part of, like, the situation here is because, like, Cynthia came on Ultimate Girls Trip thinking that she was going to protect Kenya and, like, she was going to help make Kenya likable, but then Kenya zooms past her. Yeah.
And then for us to be saying on The Real Houses of Atlanta, Kenya and I got better after we sat down and talked at Teresa Giudice's wedding.
Perfect.
The fact that we're invoking Teresa's wedding on Atlanta.
It's like, I almost expected Cynthia to sit down at Blaze and say something along the lines of, like, I've been hanging out with the Beverly Hills girls. Like, I expected something like
acknowledgement.
That.
Acknowledgement. Yeah. Yeah, I guess she didn't know, like, how it would shake out at this point.
I think this is probably before the bulk of her filming with the Beverly Hills Girls. Mm. And I still have a thing in my brain that she's going to be on more Beverly Hills than she is in Atlanta this year.
I think so.
Yeah.
Is she on any more Atlanta?
I don't know. She was supposed to be on more before. We're getting this is also the other thing about production. We're getting a late intro to Cynthia because she was supposed to be a part of, like, Kenya's commercial. She filmed at the Kenya Moore Hair Studio or whatever. Like, she was supposed to be a part of all these things.
Oh.
You look confused, but you're not reading the blogs.
No, I'm confused.
Yeah.
So, the way I read it was, like, okay, Portugal happened probably around Thanksgiving, and now we're filming Christmas time. Production was probably like, fuck. We gotta do something.
But Cynthia had already been filming.
Oh.
But they decided, I think, like, this was them being like, we need to turn it up.
Turn up the volume.
Yeah.
Okay.
And, like, the fact that it's Cynthia, but it's like, it makes sense because Cynthia is such, like, a symbol of the golden age.
Mm. Yeah.
She's not the one you would think of necessarily, but she was the stable force back then.
She's like a warm blanket.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's no hope. Like, I mean, I think my hope is, like, I'm having so much fun with Roni 2.0. Like,
yeah.
I could only imagine, like, how much fun I could have with, like, a Roa 2.0.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
I think we're just, like, we're mired in too much nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So Kenya and Brooklyn are hanging out with a baby.
Cool.
Drew and Ralph, like, you could cut the tension.
It's
with a knife.
It's bad.
Something shifted.
It's bad, and we need to say it's bad.
We need to say it's bad.
Yeah, what happened to the Ralph of I want to make you brunch before you go to Portugal?
Mm. Well, we're now, like, a month later, I want to say.
Yeah.
And things are looking bleak. Sheree and Candy getting their little get together, and Candy, like, I thought in the teases seemed like she was angry with Sheree, but she was actually angry with Drew.
Yeah.
And cause it's Drew saying that Candy is producing. Meanwhile, like, Candy, when you really think about it, is barely here. She didn't go on the first trip and then only was on the second trip for two nights. One of which was in the hospital with Kenya.
Yeah. And I mean, I will say Candy does feel alive during the Cynthia scenes, but in other scenes, not as much. And it's interesting the Drew saying that she's producing thing.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I think what Drew means is on Atlanta, but it can be implied that it's for the film.
Oh.
That's a double meaning, I think.
Oh, double entendre. Okay. Okay. Interesting. Very interesting. We have Candy's Peach Fuzz event for Bedroom Candy, the 10th anniversary.
It's like the fact that it took her 10 years to think of this product.
Mm. We're always R&D.
I know, but research, like, to have a peach, sex toy.
Yeah.
Late in the game.
Should have come along sooner.
Yeah.
But I guess just goes to show, like, it's never too late to invent. Right?
Yeah. That's what Thomas Edison said.
It's Einstein. Those pictures of, like, Einstein, like, sassily sitting on a rock. I gotta say, like, the image of my summer. Like, that image is like represents summer 2021.
Like, gay people will make anything a thing. It really goes to show. I will say, give gay people a social media app and they'll turn any photo into something gay.
Okay. T.S. Madison lighting up the room.
It's like, let her be center peach in the new Roa.
Yeah. So it's like, not a complete reboot because you've been on the show for a split second. Yeah. But it's like, oh, that was a glimpse.
Could you imagine?
That would be.
I mean, the star of Renaissance, star holding
Renaissance,
a peach.
Star of Renaissance, star of like, of Drag Race.
Yeah.
A star judge. What if Michelle Visage shows up? As friend of? No, she's a LA girl.
No, it needs to be the hilarious Ross Matthews. Hilarious,
oh my God. And just like that, Roa. Wow. Okay. I just like the sloppiness of this Drew LaToya kiss storyline. I actually like cannot follow it.
And like LaToya showing up, I'm like, and then they're like buddy buddy in that room, and then like what, like Marlo's coming in. I just like don't get any of it.
Yeah, and then they're showing like a clip of the after show where LaToya's like, "What? No!" But the way that she's acting is like is acting coy, not acting like definitively like, "No, that did not happen." And then I think Candy or some or like someone who watches Candy stuff posted like a speak on it Candy LaToya episode where LaToya's like, yeah, I did hook up with her.
It's,
but like, who cares? Like, this is the woman who's in a marriage who's about to get divorced. Like, that's more interesting to me. Like, not the fact that she made out with someone 3 seasons ago.
I know. And it's like, if this was already brought up in the reunion, that reunion, then like, why are we relitigating it over and over?
Yeah.
Using like found footage from like Marlo's phone, like why aren't cameras up in those situations either?
And then we're talking about like this is a safe space and we could actually like have fun with cameras down. Like shut up. Okay, I gotta give Marlo a little credit when they were like calling Marlo to the like the conversation and she wanted to bring a friend and then she's like, I want to bring Sheree. She's the strongest. there's like glimpses of fun to be had, but like just like The arc is not fun.
It's like we're gone too far. The casting is so off the past several seasons.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do. Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Shall we know what to do over in Roni 2.0?
Sure, yes.
I gotta say, this was a fantastic episode.
We finally got the shakshuka.
Sort of rewatched it today. Like I like did the, like the fast forward just to like refresh the brain a little bit. It's almost crazy that we're still in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
Cause like, I've like moved on a little bit, especially now that I'm in Tribeca, that's up and coming.
Yeah. But we're moving on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're waking up. We're making shakshuka. Sai's like, to me, Sai's the one that's like the weakest for me right now.
She's prodding too much in a way that's like not fun.
Like it doesn't feel like a natural, ribbing.
Yeah.
A natural ribbing. Like she's like, oh, like you didn't start making breakfast. And then the commercial was like, she should have started making breakfast an hour ago. Like, and then she doesn't like the shakshuka.
It's like, what's not to like about this meal? It's eggs, it's tomatoes, it's chickpeas. Like, hello.
I actually don't know that chickpea is like in everyone's shakshuka. You're just familiar with mine.
Okay, so then that makes it easier. What's better, eggs and tomato?
Yeah. I think a lot of people do red pepper instead of. Okay. Yeah, yeah. And then obviously, I think it's.
Oh, I like red peppers.
Yeah. Paired with bread, of course. And everyone loves bread. Hello. And then, I love bread.
So I was like trying to rib her for, I guess she put like in some Rao's tomato sauce. What is that place? Rao's?
Rao's. Yeah. Famously just sold to Campbell's for like billions.
Which like everyone's like crying because that everyone's means crying. It's going to get cheap ingredients.
But
or
it's
whatever.
Like, make your own sauce.
Yeah.
Bunch. Yeah, I mean, I don't use a jarred sauce in my shakshuk, but...
Well, because you're Italian.
Yeah.
The ancestors would kill.
The ancestors would kill.
Like Gina says.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I just rewatched that episode because my mom is now into Housewives.
Oh, you... Like, it's funny, like, here you are, almost 8 years into a podcast, and now your mom's getting into Housewives.
It's funny because I made her watch... Roni on Sunday night because I was like, I have to be watching these shows as they go on. Otherwise I can't watch everything when you leave.
Yeah.
And so we watched it and she liked it. She liked looking at the outfits. She liked like the houses, all that kind of stuff. So she requested to watch the other Roni episode. So the next night we watched the other ones.
Yeah.
And the next night she was like, what other Housewives
are? She was jonesing for it.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, OC's on and you used to live in OC. So then she got into that.
Yeah.
She said they're not as sophisticated as the New York women.
She liked the style more on New York. Yeah. No, my mom's like a purely like tri-state Housewives interest. Because like she's a tri-state girl.
Yeah. My mom liked the drama of OC though.
Mm. Okay. So we're seeing Ubahat for the first time. In the Hamptons, as she's like letting the girls taste it.
Oprah's favorite thing the year it came out.
So I did like my cursory research, which like it appears you can only order it online. I was hoping like somewhere in New York you go pick it up. Mm-hmm. You know, like one brick and mortar, right? Doesn't seem to be the case. But like that shocked me because like remember Jules Weinstein's little drink, like
you could get it at Whole Foods.
You get at Whole Foods.
You could even get a bottle of Tipsy Girl at the one West Village liquor store.
Uba, give me one brick and mortar.
You can go back to 2016 to hear me and Dan's review of both Tipsy Girl and Jules drink.
Oh my god! Wait,
we started in 2016.
We started in 2016. Wow, we did.
Yeah, April 2016.
Oh, yeah, because we're coming up on year 8 in 2024.
Yeah, because remember, we went through Trump's election together.
Yes.
On this podcast. We talked about
six
it.
6 months into doing the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay. In Hamptons, we also, like, plant the seeds with Bryn. So, like, I was down on Bryn last week because I thought she was, like, put on a show.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, we... peel the onion a little bit, and we're seeing the layers.
Yes.
So, like, the stuff about, like, I have no family. I have 3 ex-fiancés.
Mm-hmm.
I spend holidays with one of the ex-fiancés.
We get the story about how her grandma raised her, and her grandma was white and didn't really know what to do with her hair, so she started bringing them to black beauty salons.
Because she had, like, one... co-worker who was black, I think.
Yeah.
Who like introduced her to that.
Yeah. And then that's like where Bryn started learning about that part of her identity and all of that.
Yeah. No, this was a great episode in terms of maybe what Jill and Bethany wanted from episode one, which was getting to know the girls on an individual level.
Yeah. I think the title of the episode was something like Bryntrusting.
The most Bryntrusting girl
in
the
world. Yeah.
Or
yeah,
in the room. World. Yeah, I don't know. So we got that. We got Aaron at work talking Spanish.
Yeah.
Doing the reno. We got Uba. And like, I couldn't like make heads or tails of who this woman was. Like she met her at a charity event.
Can I say, both Uba and Jen from OC had like similar looking women, like no. as their like counseling moment of the week.
So no, but like this woman to me read to me like a psychic came in.
Yeah.
Like, didn't you have like psychic energy?
Yeah, but they both look similar to the point where I was like, are we just like going to central casting and is this the same woman in both spaces?
Yeah, yeah. She's the same one. But we learn about like Uba losing her mom 10 years ago mm-hmm. and not really having like family here in the States and not wanting to take money from investors because like her culture would like friends and family would raise money for mm-hmm. people who needed to like start a business or something.
Right.
Yeah. But get that investor money. We need to see the Uba hot in stores.
Yeah. And I mean like, every investor is a friend.
Mm. Is that how it works?
Well, I mean, if you need to talk yourself into that.
Oh, no, but oh my, Uba Hot would do so well in, and I know like some people listening to this know the concept of this. I don't know if you've heard it, like Shoppy Shop. Do you know what that is? It's like those stores that like, it's like sell home goods, but everything is just like so cute and like for the home.
Yeah, like World Market.
It's like chicer. It's like a chicer, individualized World Market.
Okay.
Smaller scale.
So we're not talking about like how Bethany's products end up at the line at like TJ Maxx.
No. We're not talking about that. Not
I have bought Bethany chocolates in that line. I think I brought them to your house.
Yeah, you did. Okay. Sai's husband, who I think we talked about this last week, but I think bears repeating. I think Evan taught us this maybe.
That, Evan teaches.
Or did you teach us this?
I don't know.
That this man was like the greatest mystery to the world. Emojis on his face.
Oh, I taught you this.
Oh, you taught us this. Okay. And like here he is just like living his life on Roni.
And being the voice of reason.
Being like a good man.
He started his sentence with as a man.
As a man.
And I got scared. Who else was scared?
How many people were scared? To quote Tyra.
But then he was like, fucking give Jessel a break. Like, she has two twins. Like, yeah.
Went through IVF,
like C-section.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are good men.
There's a few good
allegedly.
Men. A few good men. A good movie? No, I've never seen that movie.
Is so. That when it's like, you can't handle the
yeah,
truth?
Yeah, you can't handle the truth.
Oh my God. Kelly Ben Simone going Al Sharpton.
Okay. So that's where we come up with the idea for Bryn's Giving. On a FaceTime with Bryn, reporting from her home.
Yeah.
Which we talk about in the Patreon bonus episode.
I have an idea for this year.
Oh.
Bryn's Giving.
Are you hosting?
No.
Oh.
You would host, of course. You're Sai, I'm Bryn.
Oh my God. Yeah, I guess so, huh?
Yeah. Makes you think.
Bryn's, it makes you sick. Okay. So we got Erin going over to Jenna's. No, we got Jenna going over to Erin's, which I did love the touch, even though like I could picture a world where this is produced of like those like slappy sticky hands on the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
I love those slappy sticky hands as a kid.
I liked those too, but then it would get like hairy. Like really quick. It would get hairy Dubin so quick.
It got so hairy. I hope they came up with a cure for that.
No, I mean, they're still getting stuck on ceilings.
I know, but like, hopefully hairless.
Oh,
yeah.
You like it hairless.
No, I just don't want that hairy hand on me. Okay. So Jenna calls out Jessel for saying cackling hags, where in the flashback, the word hag is not said.
And then Jenna says cackling.
And Jenna's the one who says cackling.
Yeah. But I thought Jessel said cackling hags in another instance, maybe off camera.
Oh, okay. Maybe I wasn't like doing a close enough read on the scene.
Yeah, I was really focused on that tit cup.
The tit cup?
The creamer thing.
And Erin was so excited to show it off to Jenna.
And the fact that Jenna was able to read that it was a creamer, like a, what do you call that? Like a creamer boat?
Yeah, a creamer boat, yeah. A creamer vessel?
Oh, at Bryn's Giving, we can get that and we can serve gravy out of it.
Out of the tip?
Yeah. So many plans.
Bryn's Giving.
It's giving Chanel Oween from
it is. It's all about you. Okay, let's go over to Bryn's giving.
Mm-hmm.
No shoes.
I'm not wearing shoes right now.
Maybe the first time in your life in this home, not wearing shoes.
The past couple weeks, I was wearing sandals and I kind of took them off while we were recording.
Oh, I didn't know this side. Okay. Yeah. Okay, slink them off. No, I mean, I love, if I go to a home that's like a no shoe home, I'm like happy to take them off.
Yeah, I will say, so I think this is a great debate, right?
Oh,
especially
yeah.
among New Yorkers. I will say, obviously, respect people's homes if they don't want shoes on. I do think for like an event or like a party, you give like a little indicator, which I think maybe Sai did. You just like
she sent the text. Yeah,
you just say like, just FYI, we don't wear shoes in the house. Like, come prepared.
Yeah. So I wonder with her, and it's like I have to deal with the same thing. She lives on in a house that's connected on the both sides, right?
Yeah.
So if you're having an outdoor event, like that's where we throw cautions to the window where it's like, it can't be a no shoe because like you got to go outside.
Yeah.
You're going to like take off the shoe, carry it with you.
Yeah.
Go outside. So like that's that. But like, yeah, I wonder what she's doing with air.
I don't remember. Wait. First episode, they went outside.
Yeah. They obviously had shoes on outside.
Did they? Because I remember them taking the shoes off at the door.
Okay.
I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's more... I would be, like, more concerned if I had, like, a child crawling around on the floor.
Yeah. I mean, we've been having this conversation as New Yorkers since that Sex in the City episode where shoes get stolen.
Oh, yeah.
I will say, if you're having a party and, like... you're doing all the planning for a party. I think one thing that you can plan on is maybe planning on mopping the floors after. So like maybe allow shoes unless your floors are like going to get scuffed up in like a way that's like beyond repair.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
A lot of considerations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chime in. What do you think?
Sound off in the comments.
Yeah.
I feel like it's probably more of a thing women might care about. Because, like, the shoe is part of the look.
Yeah.
You know? Like, the heel.
I mean, a shoe can be a part of a man's look or a non-binary person's look as well.
Sure. okay. Let's do Jessel greeting Aaron on the heel of Aaron's grandmother's memorial.
Oh.
Jess Legend jumped out.
Shut up. I hope it went well.
I hope today went well though.
It's sick. It's the funny thing about like Roni, even old Roni, I feel like we've got so many instances where we're in the aftermath of a death.
Oh yeah.
And like the women just don't know how to deal.
Yeah. Very like some people are like, oh, I miss the old Roni. It's like, no, you actually got it. If you
this happened.
If you look in the right places, like you got it. Right here in front of us.
Go to season 5, episode 2. This happened.
Oh my God. You know the episode?
Maybe it was episode 1. Okay. With Heather and Ramona and Sonia in the Hamptons.
Okay. Oh yeah. Season 5, episode 1. Yes.
Yes. We just covered that on Patreon,
God.
I think.
That's right. Yeah. Right? Oh my. Well, thank you for the promo. I hated the tablescape.
Yeah, I wasn't in love.
I felt like we were like eating in the jungle. Like, why?
What's wrong with that? Survivor promo.
Why is the table like overgrown with foliage?
Because it's Bryn's giving.
It's Bryn's giving.
Wait, yes. I loved Bryn's little gag where she would greet everyone and show her back.
The gag of the season.
I need a backless thing for Bryn's giving.
No, you don't. Please. Okay. So in honor of Bryn's giving, we have to grill Bryn
alive.
grill Bryn more on her family stuff. And she's like, I really don't want to talk about it. But like we get it out of her and it sounds really bad.
Yeah. It's so she's got older siblings and it sounds like she'd be left for like days without like being changed and like all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Awful.
The sibling age range sounds like when 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Right. Grandmother ends up having custody of her.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like present day, she doesn't even have a relationship with the siblings.
Sad.
Yeah. It's tough. And that was like a to be continued situation.
Yeah, to be continued with a trailer for next week, which is interesting.
Which I actually applaud. I'm so annoyed when they do a to be continued without the trailer.
Yeah.
It's like every episode's to be continued.
Exactly.
So just give me, like, if you don't want to spoil the continuation of this, just show me something else.
Exactly.
Which is what they do.
Yeah. Should we go crap in a lake?
Let's go crap. Okay. We're obviously living in the motel.
Mm-hmm.
We have to, one of the mayor's tasks is we have to promote tourism. And what better way to promote tourism to this town than to install a hot tub at the hotel, the Good. Motel.
Good.
I mean, like, don't you think like before people were like, oh, do I want to go to Benton, Illinois?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Oh, there's a hot tub.
There's a hot tub at the motel.
I'm going. I will say I did see a TikTok yesterday of people driving through Benton and they went to all the sites.
So they promoted them.
They went to the motel. They went to the town hall. They went to wherever they do the talent show stuff.
Oh, speaking of the talent show, we got a lot of that this week. Lou wrote a song that she wants to perform with Sonia, and they're like working with Courtney Cox. Not the Courtney Cox.
Courtney Cox Arquette came to town.
The other Courtney. Although the preview did have the preview for Paula Abdul, which is exciting for next week. So Courtney Cox is helping piano create. That's not the word. Trying to create a song on the piano.
Yeah.
Orchestrate.
Yeah.
Orchestrate.
And because Ben Rimaflower is not here, or whatever.
Rimaflower. And I loved Sonia's description of their two different styles. So she says, Luann's more show town, meaning
show tune.
And I'm more Billie Eilish.
Wait, I want Sonia in the outfit that Darian Lake wore down the runway on Drag Race All Stars 8.
Oh my god. So Lou's brother, who we know from
Before they were Housewives,
makes his grand return.
Good.
To help.
This is the dad of who we met back in early Roni.
Oh, Nadeau. My god. Shut up.
Who dated Adam.
I never put that together. Yeah. She has multiple siblings. Are you sure that's Nicole Nadeau's father?
I'm pretty sure. You're pretty sure. And if not, I mean, they know each other.
they're relatives.
Oh, speaking of which, Adam just had a baby.
Oh, congrats, Adam.
Yeah, congrats, Adam. I saw Carol in the comments saying beautiful family.
Oh, wow. Okay. So it's great to see Lou's brother and... Yeah, I mean, we're just like getting ready for the Follies performance. And Lou is like very, we have one rehearsal day and Lou's trying to like make sure everything goes right. And Sonya's just like,
like eating her meal.
I don't rehearse. Like maybe 30 minutes before the show, I don't rehearse, which we know.
Speaking of which,
having been at Sonya in the City.
I'm returning.
The grand return to the city.
Going to City Winery August 30th.
And if you want like that.
I'm doing a come through queen meet and greet at my table. You're there.
Wait, you have a table? City Winery. Yeah,
I assume I'm going to be sitting on a table.
I was thinking of when we went and it was under the Gracides at old UCB.
Oh, yeah. No, this is at City Winery. I'm going to City Winery twice this month.
Yeah, I can't wait. Oh, my God. Okay. I think that's it for... Crappy. Orange County.
I think it's going to go down in history this episode, in a way.
So I think Orange County like kind of suffers from like not having iconic episodes.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Are you really?
I sound off in the comments below.
80s Bunko Party, Ireland, multiple episodes.
Ireland, yeah, Ireland is it.
You'll All See the Truth. Are You Going to Bass Lake? Like,
those are
Sist
moments.
And Deceased?
Those are moments, not
those
episodes.
Are episodes. Come on. I mean, it's what makes an iconic episode aside from, like, Dinner Party from Hell, which we recently revisited, maybe not as iconic as you remember. Mm. That's moments. That's only moments.
So I think what... So, like... So this is similar to Dinner Party from Hell. Most of the episode is actually at this event.
Sure.
So, like, that's like a hint that this is like an important episode. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm still hung up on you saying OC doesn't have iconic episodes, but we'll fight offline.
Sure, we'll fight offline. Okay. This is like not much of anything, but Gina and Heather at the Pumpkin Patch. I kind of like Heather in like a beachy wave.
Beachy wave in this like Katya jumpsuit moment.
I think the like the bone straight bob is like a little too severe for Heather.
Wow. Commenting on women's looks, are we?
No, but I'm saying I'm loving the beachy wave.
Okay. Gina doing Eileen Davidson cosplay.
Doing Eileen Davidson.
She got like the dress up thing early. She was like, what other housewife can I emulate?
I'm going to give you a 2-for-1 this episode. Yeah. So we got that. I mean, Tamara and Jen co-chairing this event. Who are we at Jen's house?
Yeah.
That's actually like an honor for her to be hosting one of the most iconic episodes at her home.
Yeah, and I still don't know heads or tails of what this house, like what the layout is of this house.
I know, we know the nooks and crannies of the Roney women's house. Like, all I know is like we're outside here.
And then all of a sudden we're outside near the garage later.
And we're in a foyer for a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so the looks.
All right, who's who?
So Heather was Jen. Should we do flop or not?
Flop or not.
Okay. Flop or not.
Sure.
Heather is Jen. Flop.
It was a flop, especially for like someone who like spends so much time and money on nonsense all the time.
It's like she didn't go for the platinum blonde because she didn't want to look bad.
Did she say that or you're thinking that?
I'm thinking that. Okay. I know that in my brain of brains. Okay. She looked great in that wig.
Yeah, but like, you know.
It was an Emily wig.
She's not Jen.
It was an Emily wig to the extent that when we were looking at the photos ahead of time, you thought we had like two Emilys on our hand or something.
No, you thought we had two Emilys
on our hand. No, I knew that Heather was Jen. Go back to the transcripts. You tried to say something else.
I didn't think Heather was Emily.
Okay.
Yeah.
You thought Taylor was Jen. Let's go to Taylor as Tamara.
Yes, yeah. I thought Taylor was Jen. Yeah, because we're doing essentially two workout women.
Yeah, but the thing that Taylor did, Taylor wore like the leg warmers, which Tamara's been known to wear in costume.
And then that's it.
Yeah, flop.
Yeah. Tamara was like, you could have worn a Cut Fitness hat, a shirt, a this or that. Like,
yeah. I mean, she could have borrowed a Cut Fitness shirt from you.
Of course. She did nothing to the... She wore Taylor Armstrong hair.
Yeah.
Which... Give us Tamara hair.
Hello. Okay. Gina as Emily.
Gina as Emily.
Toot. Yeah.
Good job. What is it called? A peasant top?
Yeah.
I think that's what they're called.
It's like a Marianne from Gilligan's Island.
Yeah. Very Emily.
She patted her bus.
She patted her bus. Okay.
And the wig was right.
The wig was right.
Okay.
When it's right, it's right.
Emily is Shannon.
Toot. Let me think. It's a toot, but is it my top toot of the week?
No. But the leggings were there.
The hair was perfect.
The hair was there.
The jacket, the glasses on the hair.
The leggings.
The leggings.
Good.
Okay, good.
Tamara as Heather.
Actually, bad.
No.
I think it like had the right idea, but then like took a wrong turn.
I think you're wrong. Oh. It got the bone straight hair right. The makeup was on point.
So I think neck up, good. I think neck down, like,
was why, fine.
Why is it like, it's almost like Ed Hardy-esque. Like, Heather's not Ed Hardy.
Sometimes she can be.
Get out of
okay, no, town. I thought it was good. You're just being a hater.
Okay.
Who else? Well, my favorite, which was Janice Taylor.
Janice Taylor, like, in the picture, we didn't, like, fully get it, but then we got more of an explanation with the cat.
I want, and the deck hat.
The deck hat.
I want that deck merch.
And I did love, like, us now fully saying on camera, on show, Taylor lives at the deck. Something that you
I've been saying me for decades.
For decades. Like, you were like, Dan, go to the deck. You will see Taylor.
Like, literally, like,
I went to the deck and I saw Taylor.
Exactly. Literally, like, years before she was even going to be on Ultimate yeah. Girls Trip, no. I had my eyes on her at the deck for some reason.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Shannon as Gina.
Okay, top two of the week.
Top two of the week. And I'm sorry, I wanted to name Gina Freak of the Week this week because Gina's been like fucking crying about it, like leaving paragraph long like Instagram captions about like how disrespectful this is. Yet she is fucking smiling with Shannon in photos from the actual night. Yeah. Like it's giving loser. I'm sorry.
No, I think it's giving good.
No.
It's giving good because it's like, let's give the girl something to talk about.
Oh my God. You're her fucking biggest offender. You can say she's like out of line here. Like, I get that she's trying to spin it as far as like Shannon's making fun of her like lowest point in life. But no, Shannon's just making fun of a look. And that was the assignment.
Let's give them something to talk about. Vicky is Vicky.
Vicky is Vicky. Top two of the week.
I'm top two of the week, actually. Vicky Victoria Gunvalson.
Clocked in.
Okay.
Let's talk about growth. So let's bring Vicky back to when she was first a friend of. And how miserable she was yeah. and how she had a fucking meltdown. Now she is a simple guest and she is like eating the set. She loves being here. She couldn't be happier. She's making people do keg stands. Like, she is living her best life.
She's actually better than she ever was as main cast.
Yeah.
Like, so fancy free.
Just like.
But like, and then like also not like grumpy and not shutting things down. Yeah. Like, remember how she would always just like shut things down?
Yeah. A good example is like, she went up to the bar at one point and she wanted a glass of red wine and the bartender like couldn't open the red wine. So what she did is she decided to open it herself.
Mm.
And then she opened it and she's like, who wants red wine?
I mean, so when they were like playing the little like game, like I think like a different version of Vicky, like, would have stormed out of the party when, like, Taylor licked Emily's nipple.
Right, but now we have horny Vicky.
Mm-hmm.
I've never met a hornier woman in my life.
I love, like the in memoriam images of Brooks and that other really bad man.
Yeah, Steve Lodge.
Steve Lodge, yeah. Yeah. And then the Vicky, the 17 things to make Vicky love you.
It was 18 things, but number 17 was the one that you loved.
Oh, 18 things. Yeah, you're right. You're right, right. Okay, so let me go.
Let's go through.
Let's go through. I think it's like, it bears repeating. Really.
We can play agree or disagree.
Okay, agree or disagree. Okay, Brendan, number one. Oh, this is great for you. Like, you're a single gal.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
All right, number one. And then also like how you would change that one.
Okay, sure. Right. Yeah.
Number one. Ages 58 to 63.
I can keep it.
Keep it. Keep
just
it.
Kidding.
That's your range.
No, I'd go 30 and up. I know. What did Bryn say? Like 30 to the grave or 30, whatever.
30 to like still breathing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. So you don't have a cap, really. Yeah. If the pulse is there, we're good. Okay. 30 up. Great. Great. Number two, Christian.
Yeah.
Like, if their name's Christian, good. Yeah. Okay.
No, because the only two people I know named Christian are your brother-in-law and then Zinni.
Okay, yeah, so.
No.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. You'll be my sister-in-law.
No.
All right. Number three, own home.
I don't need that. I can take a renter.
But like, you're not going to like push them away if they own
something. No, of course not. But it's not a must.
Okay, not a must. Number four, independently wealthy. This is what I'm not really understanding, like what she wants here. But what's your take on independently wealthy?
Just the same vibe as me. If we like each have like, can pay for our own things. Mm.
To go back to her, like if you are 58 to 63, how are you not independently wealthy?
That's classist, Dan.
What do you, I'm sorry, what? No. I mean like, okay. If you are wealthy.
Yeah.
At 58 to 63, how are you not independently wealthy?
Oh, okay.
So like what I'm saying is like, what does independently wealthy mean?
I don't know.
It means like.
We need Merriam-Webster on the case.
I know. Jackie Goldschneider, get over here. Like to me, independently wealthy means like, maybe like not family money, but like if you're that age.
Like you opened an insurance company and it's successful.
Okay.
Okay, let's not get too bogged down on this definition. We've got like seven other things to get through.
Okay. Number five, entrepreneur.
No.
You don't want them to be an entrepreneur.
No, they don't have to
be. They don't have to be an entrepreneur. Okay.
I'll take an actor.
Number six. I don't think you need to be with an actor. Number six. This is an interesting one. Forward thinker.
I want a backwards thinker.
You want back. Take us back. Take us
but
back.
Like Vicky wants a forward thinker. I don't think so.
Do you want a thinker, Vicky? Okay. Number seven. Have passport.
I don't have one.
Maybe you should get one.
Yeah, maybe I should. I should. Yeah.
I think it's time. It's time. Number eight. Love Mexico.
I've never been.
But do you love it?
I love it.
Okay. Do you want them to love it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Number nine, love to travel.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 10, be divorced.
Yes.
You want
ideally, yeah.
You want to be like the second rodeo.
Yes.
Okay. 11, have children.
Ooh, yeah, like 10 of them.
10 children. Yeah. You want to be a stepdad.
No, I don't want to be a stepdad, actually. Okay. No offense.
Okay. 12. Country Western boy.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a big one.
That's actually
him.
Top of the list.
That's top of the list for you.
Yeah.
13. Love country music.
Actually, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think so for you. 14. Compassionate.
No.
Okay. You don't want someone compassionate.
I just want like a limp fish.
A limp fish. Okay. 15. Adore Vicky.
Yes.
So it's not adore Brendan. They need to adore Vicky.
Yeah.
And I think that's a yes.
Even though I don't, but yeah, they should.
No, they should. They should. 16. They need to make Vicky laugh. Yeah.
That's the test.
I think so.
I'm bringing them to BravoCon and throwing them in front of Vicky.
like Vicky. Yes, no? Okay. Number 17. Find Vicky funny. I think that after Country Western Boy might be number two.
In most yeah. Fans. Cause like, even though I don't adore Vicky, I do find her funny.
Yeah. You have to be able to laugh at her.
Yeah.
Or with her.
Not with her.
We're not with her. Okay. 18. Have fun together.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah. That's number 18 is appropriate for that one.
And bonus boat.
Yes. I do like boat.
Okay. Oh my God. You were having the time of your life.
I was on boat a lot this weekend.
You were on boat. A boat nearly out of gas.
Yeah. We almost got stranded.
Very Bethany Ever After.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Great. So, I mean, if that applies to you,
yeah,
come and get me.
Okay. So that is essentially Brendan's dating app right here now. Yeah. Let's get to the Shannon meltdown.
Yes. So... what do you think?
What do I think? Okay. I think there's some people online that are like very upset that like this feels like a Heather Dubrow takedown, where I don't think I feel that strongly. Cause like, I think like Heather Dubrow cannot be taken down.
She's also very much holding her own in this scene.
Yeah.
She like knows what's happening. And I think like, if anything, it's a Shannon Bedore takedown of herself.
Of a self takedown.
Because at the end of the day...
she's not playing it right.
I think the most telling thing was, and it's like jumping ahead a little bit, was the moment when she was talking to Emily as Shannon. And Shannon was like, I haven't talked to you in like 2 years about anything about John Chance. And I haven't called you in 2 years. And Emily was like, actually, 2 months ago, we were sitting at Javier's and you told me all this stuff. And the longest pause. Shannon like looks at the camera and she knows that she has fucked herself. I think what it is, is Shannon does have issues with John. We don't know how deep they go, but I think what she does is she will drink and then she will start running the phones and she'll like get on all the phones.
Or be at Javier's drinking.
Or be at Javier's. But like she'll do she does the thing. I think Emily alluded to it. Maybe it was in a preview that I saw where I think it was in the preview for next week that I saw that Emily was like, Shannon should have one of those like breathalyzer things that cars, but on her phone so that when she starts drinking, she can't start calling people.
I even wonder like how much does Shannon remember?
Yeah.
When this transpires.
Yeah.
And during this episode, I kind of like picked up on something. So I listened to like the Bitch Sesh episode that released a few weeks ago on feed, because now they're not releasing free episodes anymore. And when Casey said, and I would not like go to this extreme of like saying Tamara is an alcoholic, because like I don't know her life or anything. But like this episode, I was like, oh wait, Tamara's like super drunk right now.
Mm-hmm.
In a way that like it's not like a Sonia Dorinda Lou drunk where it's like very obvious. But like Tamara's been drunk a lot this season.
I think Tamara's doing this like weird thing with alcohol where she's using it as fuel to like almost get herself to the dramatic Tamara that everyone wants, that's like a shit stir.
Yeah.
And it's like weird because you can see her like taking shots and doing stuff in order to use it to like propel what she views as propelling the narrative forward.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting dynamic watching her and then watching Heather notice Tamara like stirring the shit.
Yeah.
And it is a very interesting dynamic all around.
Compelling.
And then it's Shannon's here, and Shannon has, and I love Shannon, but she also has her own things. And then she's got this like narrative that she wants to propel that John Jansen isn't a public figure. And it's like, how many years has he been on this show?
I know, like we've been in his home.
Yeah. We're with him in his no eyebrows ass all the time. I think it's like, we're obviously all of this argument has to do with like how the show's produced too.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Because Heather has her truth where she's not as bad in her mind as the other girls, because sure, she's talking about Shannon, but so is everybody else.
Yeah.
But what's being unsaid on the Heather side is that Heather's not bringing it up on camera.
Yeah. And then I think the other girls are the ones who are bringing it up because they're annoyed that their like shitstorm of lives is like public consumption and like Shannon's gatekeeping what she cannot stop talking about to them drunkenly all the time.
Yeah. And just like Emily's being like so self-righteous towards Heather in this way that like doesn't make sense. And then like Gina's kind of just there these days.
No, Gina's part of the conversation.
What part?
Well, I do think like when we have like little Gina Emily side conversations, like Emily needs Gina to bounce the stuff off of.
Yeah, a perfect friend of.
You better stop. No, how could you like argue that this is not like this is working? Like, I don't want to change a thing.
I know. And just like us all like being by the door, like everyone's kind of been in the argument where someone's like kind of like a little too emotional and is like trying to escape, but everyone's like trying to keep them so that everything's good. And that's what Emily's trying to do. And then like an unhelpful person comes up, AKA Vicky, and she's just kind of randomly in the mix. And then they all like run off together and
Video Village.
Yeah. They run off to Video Village. And then like the Trace Amigas get into the car. And like the last thing we hear is like Vicky going like, let's whoop it up.
Wow. I mean, this was one for the books, I would say. I mean, Emily as Shannon yelling at Shannon was just so beautiful. A beautiful imagery, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. And then just like them all, just like the remainder people sitting down on the couch together, mm-hmm. and like Gina plops down. My mom was like, "Oh, I love that bag. I want that bag." It was just like one of those like big like Louis totes.
Very chic.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a freak of the week,
okay.
and a one true queen. Okay. This week, the freak of the week, a music video dropped from one up and comer, recent Lollapalooza.
Sure, yeah.
Is that what it's called? In Chicago?
Yeah, Lollapalooza.
Lollapalooza. Morgan Wade dropped the music video for the new hit single, fill in the blank, I don't know the name of the song, featuring one video vixen of Lady Gaga fame, Kyle Richards. And the two of them are getting hot and heavy, stroking each other's hair.
So why is this the freak?
Going in for a kiss.
Why is this the freak?
It's a freak because we've had this whole narrative of like, oh, like this is my friend, blah, 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 blah. And here we are spinning it all to like promote this music career of Morgan Wade.
Yeah.
We have Mario Umansky in the comments, like fire emoji, fire emoji. Like, we're just getting played.
Yeah, that's the PR spin. That was it. That's the point, Yolanda. It was Agatha all along.
It was Agatha all along. But I am curious, like, when we finally do get to the bottom of all this. Like, what is this? What are we doing?
Aren't we at the bottom? I mean, I guess we'll see a little more when Beverly Hills premieres. And yeah. We get the second cycle. I bet you the second music video will come out around that time.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's showbiz, baby. Okay, we have one true queen. And I think you are the one to explain what is going on here.
Sure. So obviously the situation here isn't the one true queen.
Yeah.
And it's a Below Deck thing, which we obviously don't cover Below Deck. I've watched a lot of Below Deck. I haven't been actively watching this season. But I know some of the players from watching Below Deck in general.
Mm.
So it's been kind of the talk of like the Bravo world, which is, I think, why we need to acknowledge it. So a horrible situation happened where the crew of Below Deck Down Under.
Yes.
They went out for a night out, which is what happens on this show, right?
Yeah.
And they were all coming back. And this woman who was a stew named Margot was a bit overserved.
Mm.
And Aisha, who is the chief stew, who's been on a lot of seasons of Below Deck, who I have seen on other seasons, who I really like. And she was also on the Project Runway episode that just aired last week. Was kind of trying to protect her because she got the feeling that this guy, Luke, was going to be lecherous towards Margot.
Who's also a member of, like, the crew.
Yes, he is one of the deckhands.
Yeah.
So they get back to the boat, and Aisha decides to stay with Margot because she has this bad feeling about this guy, which is already very creepy.
Yeah.
The fact that, like, you need to stay with somebody to keep somebody away.
Yeah, that's weird.
Is very creepy. So what happened was the power on the boat went out. So Aisha, who is the chief stew, has to go help the other leadership deal with it.
Yeah.
In the time when she leaves, this guy Luke is naked and he crawls into bed with this woman Margot. And you can hear him talking to her. And she's like, "No, I'm sleeping. No, I'm sleeping. Get off me." And you can hear him almost trying to coerce her into saying that he can stay in bed. Meanwhile, production sees that this is happening and starts being like, Luke, get out of there. Get out of there.
Yeah.
It was so wild. They get him out, thank God. But then he like locks himself into
a room. Yeah.
And then there's this other girl, Laura, who is like kind of like defending him and like all this mess. So basically, Aisha jumps in to protect Margot and like stays with her. And then I guess the next morning or even that night, she goes and wakes up Captain Jason and tells him what's going down. And basically, at the end of the day, Luke got fired the next morning.
Yeah.
And then more came out about that Laura girl, because she was both defending Luke, but it also turns out that she was being lecherous towards another crew member, this guy, Adam. And so she gets fired as well.
Wow.
end of the day, they're getting one true queen because I think just like
the captain actions, and Aisha.
The captain, Aisha, and production, the actions that they took immediately.
Sure.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And they protected this girl. They did the right thing. They made sure that these fucking creeps got out of there.
Yeah.
But I think like in the history below deck, more gray stuff has happened.
Yeah.
So I think this is like the one clear example where like the right thing was done very immediately.
Yeah.
And I've always liked Aisha.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I mean, I'm not a below deck scholar, so I hope I got the details right. I think I did for the most part. Sense. But yeah.
Wow. What a week this week. As always, head on over to comethroughqueen.com for links to everything, Patreon, socials, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, we're TikToking again.
Yeah. one thing was enough.
One thing was enough. And just like, comment, subscribe, heart, share, retweet.
Love us, please retweet.
We'll see you next week.
Bye. Bye.
I wanna see ya come through, queen.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.